Om Shanti, good morning, very warm welcome. And the Chinese group don't have a translator today. Does anyone know Chinese that can help? Anthony, no? No? Little? Okay, but they're here anyway, so isn't that great? So we're going to try and make today very simple and not too long. Now, as Mez mentioned this morning, today will be the last session of this little program. So we're going to wind up today with stepping stone number four. Stepping stone number four, which is about being absorbed in God's love and wisdom, which is somewhere here, page number 23, but it's about love for knowledge and love for the merli and for churning. Sister, if you could tick your name on the list at the back there, thank you. So as mentioned yesterday, we're going to talk about some of the points of today's merli. So Sister Shun is going to read through a part of this stepping stone. We won't do the whole lot. And then we'll look at some aspects of merli.
Om Shanti. So I'm sure that you all remember from yesterday how Daddy Ratan Mohini was encouraging us not just to be repeating the words to ourselves from the muli, but actually moving into the feeling of those words, actually experiencing ourselves to be that. And so from that, with the stepping stone four, absorbed in God's wisdom and truth. So whatever He gives us in the muli is wisdom and truth. So when He gives us these titles and brings us into that awareness, we can have no doubt about what Baba is saying. And so Baba says, pure and positive thoughts means to churn the jewels of knowledge. Baba gives us this to help us to keep our minds separate and away from the physical world. It means to entertain yourself with the deep, entertaining secrets of the Creator and the creation. Because it's only when we actually dwell on these pure and positive thoughts, churn these, that we can actually become creative. These are the words that bring us into the stage of peace. And only when we're in the stage of peace and happiness can we actually be creative. One is simply to repeat them, and the other is to move along in the waves of the ocean of knowledge. So you know when you're swimming in the sea and there are waves, we actually have the experience of the waves. And this is what Baba wants us to feel, the waves of those vibrations of knowledge. That is to stay in the intoxication of being a master of the treasures of knowledge and constantly continue to play with the jewels of knowledge. To experience every invaluable version of knowledge means constantly to make yourself great with the invaluable treasures of knowledge. Did you know that? Did you ever think about that? That the minute we churn knowledge, we're making ourselves great.
Lovely. So the intoxicating point. So this morning, what did Baba say was the three inheritances? First was? Second was? Peace. And third is? Virtues. How lovely for today. First, our first inheritance is knowledge. So, I'd like to have a little bit of sharing from each, one point from each of you about a benefit that you experience in the Murli, from the Murli. In our life, no? Murli is like the breath of our life, the sustenance for our life. So, a very short point, otherwise we'll be here all day. From each one, what's the benefit that you experience in your life from Murli? Sister Hong.
From the Murli, I get the power.
Power of knowledge.
Many a times I've experienced that Murli, by reading Murli, my behavior has refined.
To correct my mistakes.
So actually the virtues within me, I experienced while Baba is telling, I experienced that the virtues within me.
So it's to correct my mistakes, to experience the virtues within me.
And to put it into practical, and then you have to feel it, do express it.
To put it into practice, to feel it, yeah, to express it.
To get answers.
To be always cheerful.
For me, to maintain the zeal and enthusiasm and always happy.
To make my chest powerful as a soul consciousness and connect it with Baba.
Wisdom, maturity and stability.
So to make your stage powerful, wisdom, maturity, stability.
I practice using the ideas of the virtues in order not to see the defects of the others.
Not to see the defects. That was in this morning's, wasn't it? I really like the jokes. You know, I like Murli. It makes me laugh. You know, I love Baba's entertaining nature. It helps me get to know him.
To find ways to maintain my inner peace.
To know what Baba thinks daily, and also methods for self-progress.
To understand Baba, and to get to know his feelings.
Through Murali, I come to know the secret of the Dharma, then I be peace.
Om Shanti, Murali is the nourishment for me.
Om Shanti, Baba puts us on his head, like keeping the mothers in front, So it makes us not to go low all the time.
The heart dances when hearing the murli, and I feel the love that's between lines.
I think if you can say in Mandarin, it's fine because the vibration is there, and it will be nice if you share. You understand the question? Why?
从模拟当中体验到很多的这个与世俗当中不一样的东西吧，感受很深。我还要需要。继续去沉淀沉淀吧。
从摸尼中，我们体现到宁静祥和的开心、快乐、爱。从摸尼中听课以后，体验到爱。
我从听了课以后，我体验到爸爸的爱。
Baba.
Can you stand up? 我在摸里当中体现到就是逐步的从生活的不安稳什么愤怒啊逐渐的在清理自己的一切改变自己的一切。
从摸里当中体验到爸爸的爱和对自己。
Give her a clap for that.Good effort, sister. Well done. How lovely. So many benefits. Now, we wanted to talk about today's Murli in particular. So we've got a board here. We thought it might be a little bit interactive if we write on the board. So our homework was to...Listen for the titles that Baba talked in this morning's Murli. Some were obvious and some were maybe that we could extract. So if you have one, not many, if you have one, could you come and write on the board something, a title that Baba gave in this morning's Murli? I put my list into three things. What he said we should be,And if we take that as a title, he says, for example, first of all, he said, we should be virtuous children. So I would take that as a title. I'm a virtuous child. Yeah? He said, we should be sweet and peaceful. So I'll make that a title. I am sweet and peaceful child. But there were a few others. So...I'd like anyone who has one in your notebook, you can look at your notes, come and write it on the board. So then we'll get a list of them. Oh, do you have one? Shuna, do you have one? Of course you do. The pen is in your hand. So just come and write one and we'll see what list we come up with. So from today's Murli, sister, if you can, in the Chinese group, if you want to talk between yourselves, sharing points from today's Murli. We've got a jewel of contentment. So that was in the blessing, wasn't it?And the next one is Dattatreya. And what did Dattatreya do? The saint. The saint who saw virtues. Yeah. And? In everything and everyone. Yeah. Has anyone got another one? Someone else? Annette? Come up, please.
place? Yeah, definitely. There were swans. That was a big theme, wasn't it, about seeing virtues?
Okay, so just to take us into the depths of what we're writing here, Baba says it means being someone who goes into the depths of the secret of every word. We're not just writing these words. When we hear them, when we see them, we need to go into the depths of the secret. There's a secret in each and every one of these words. And not simply someone who enjoys the sound of it. Because Baba's called it the muli, the flute. So we can't just enjoy the sound of it. We have to actually move into the deep secret of it.
So we've got a couple more here. Great warriors. Great warriors. So what? Together with the great warriors, he gave another title, which the sister, Mahavir, did he say Mahavir today? Said, who's in this army of great warriors? The Shaktis. The Shaktis. Not just the Shaktis, the Shiv Shaktis. So he was talking about uplifting the mothers. So the great warriors, the swans who pick up the pearls or virtues, becoming the masters of the world. Or any brother? You got? More elevated than deities. You come and write it for us? Thank you. And I wrote down a few other ones. He said, in the study, he's the father without an image is teaching the children without an image. So we're the children without an image. We're the souls without an image. He also said he teaches the children of Bharat. Did you relate to that one? He said, you are the children of Bharat. And I thought, oh no, Baba, we're foreigners. And he said, no, I teach the children of Bharat. The people of Bharat. And then he said we should be, yes, please, brother, sensible and wise. Sensible and wise children. Actually, that's the point where he was saying some others are better than you. But you should be. So I thought, oh, well, I'll take that. He said, you're knowledgeable souls. Knowledgeable souls. Brother, what's that? Pratish, have you got one? No? Maybe you'll think of one. He said about being peaceful, we have to be sweet and instruments for spreading peace. So that could be a title. You are instruments for spreading peace. A pure soul. You are those who are imbibing divine virtues to become deities. So we've got more elevated than deities, the most happy in the world, or the happiest, the gopes and gopis with supersensuous joy. He said we're daily pilgrims. So that's another of our titles about the journey, daily pilgrims. He said, I'm not writing them all, but so many things. You are those who are becoming flowers for 21 births. And that's also a very elevated title, isn't it? Flowers who are becoming that for 21 births. Becoming those with limitless treasures. You know, as cheerful as Lakshmi and Narayan. You are the lottery winners. Scholarship with the winners. You know, when you say, oh, you won, you're the winner. Yeah, your name is called as the winner. That's us. We're those who drink the nectar of knowledge. You know, how lovely is that? That each one, it does sweeten the feeling, doesn't it? But it needs to be also become alive. We're those who establish the kingdom on the basis of Srimad.
So many things.
You know, Baba has said to us that, you know, we win the scholarship. We don't just go, yeah, we won the scholarship. When you win a scholarship, it means now serious application and hard work.
So, and then he said, sorry? Jewels of contentment, yes. We've got that one here, jewels of contentment. And the jewels of contentment become the garland around Baba's neck and golden flowers of contentment. Constant, jewels of constant contentment, and they become the rosary rotated by devotees. So the devotees will be saying, rush me, rush me, rush me. Yeah? And feeling a lot of love. So, I mean, all these titles, they're so, you know, they weren't explicitly titles, but very elevated things. So this is Baba's vision on us. And Baba's, as we were saying, all those things in the Murli, Baba's answer to our questions, Baba's insight into himself, you know, Baba's sustenance for us. So, many things, we've got many things there. So what we'd like to do is form little groups of three or four. Seven groups of three. Well, Chinese can go in one group. As long as they... Yeah. And then, so brothers, maybe one brother and two sisters, something like that. I want to just pick one of these and talk about what it means to you, your little group. Is that okay? I think we can sort of self-select. Just say, what's the relevance? What's the meaning? What's my responsibility? How do I practice? Is that my phone? Sorry. Excuse me. So, organise yourself into a little group.
Yeah, okay, if you can organise yourselves into groups of three and choose one of these titles that really strikes you the most. You'll have to agree on your title, but I'm sure that will work out. You've got three here? Yeah? Yeah, come. You can move the chairs a little bit. You don't have to sit in a straight line. You know, just make yourselves comfortable and create a little group. Okay. Okay. You've got three. Okay. That's good. Yeah, four. Yeah. Yeah. So you can be three. Okay. And you can move around a little bit here. So choose your title. Okay, so you've got the choice, Jewel of Contentment. Should I read it out for those who can't see? Great Warriors, Swans, Masters of the World, Shiv Shaktis, More Elevated than the Deities, Happiest of the World, The Gopes and the Gopis with Super Sensuous Joy.
Om Shanti, thank you for that little sharing. Now, I could... I wondered how long it would take you to agree on a title. What we'd like to do now is hear from each group which title you chose and just one point that came up from your sharing about that. So this group here, group one, which title did you choose?
Instrument of Peace. And we... our title is Instrument of Peace, and we discussed that peace is needed by everyone right now in the world, and also more importantly for us to be peaceful inside. That is the true test of Bab Saman stage.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So we choose the most happiest in the world. So why we are happy? I have like 100 points, so we can read only few. So one thing is God Himself chooses. We are very lucky. We got the knowledge of God accurately, accurate knowledge of Rama. We are becoming the deities. We are going to rule the world. We are becoming, Baba is making us virtuous and wiseless. Baba has made us peaceful. We are sustained by God Himself. Baba is changing our attitude. And we are constantly happy by holding Baba's hand.
Thank you. Now, if I could just take the cord from under your shoes. Oh, okay. Thanks. I don't want to trip you up or myself. Okay, and then we'll go over here to this little group. Oh, got to share. Which title you chose? Yeah, we chose the Tree of Contentment. Contentment, we mean acceptance. What it is and what it is. And as Baba said that in the Mali, that if we understand the predestined trauma accurately, and we will be content. And for me, that contentment is no complaint. Yeah, and always have a positive thinking for everything in a positive way, an elevated way. That's it. Thank you. I'd like to speak for this group. Somebody? You're the nearest one. We'll pick on you.
We choose like a swan. Swan has a purity, always pick up the pearls, holy and elegance, clearing mind, caring mother, like protective one with the children, peace and love, always make a shape of peace and love and two of swan, cooperative. They can floating and light on the water, quiet and calm, simplicity, can fly like an angel.
Thank you to the swans. Now you're pointing at each other. Who's going to take up the challenge, Brother Pritesh?
We took the topic on Shiva Shaktis. We took the topic on Shiva Shaktis and we picked Shiva Shaktis and we discussed that it's not just for the mothers, the Shaktis, but Shiva Shakti, we broke it down as power. So the power from Shiva. And even though the power from Shiva is equal, it depends on each individual how we take it and how we use it and distribute it.
Thank you. Yes, very good. Sisters? Sister from USA, can you share?
Yeah, so we discussed on Gopis who have the super sense of joy. So we discussed that how the gopis and gopis, they are churning the butter, they're still remembering Krishna. So similarly, like even though we are doing any action, we are still remembering Baba and forgetting the body consciousness. And supernal joy means bliss, which is beyond the, all the pleasures of all sense organs.
We are seeing peace and happiness and contentment.
Peace, happiness and contentment. Yes, very good. Thank you. Well done. Celia, please come to the front. So, with your bags and baggage. Shh, it's a secret. Okay, so that... Okay, if you could face the front again now. And that concludes our little program. We're going to wind up with a special little honouring ceremony, because this is a group of special effort makers who have gone above and beyond the program. And it does take a little bit of effort, doesn't it? I didn't attend all the sessions because I was in hospital one day, but that's no excuse. And I'm sorry for that. So everyone is going to get a special blessing and toli, and we got those from Didi Nirmala this morning. We said we wanted to do something special for the group. She said, what time? She thought she would have come, but we let her off the hook. We also have a special little gift for those who have attended all the four sessions. So we'd like to invite Celia, do you want to come to the front? We'd like to invite those people first. So the gifts and then the blessing toli. Shunu, you come and do some. Do.
Where are the gifts?
The gifts are here. Okay. That's fine. So first of all, we'd like to invite those who've attended, I'll call out your name, the four sessions, and you'll receive a gift from Celia and a toli blessing from Sister Shuna. And Hong will take photos. So we've been taking some photos, and I hope that hasn't been intrusive, because we, for each group in Madhavan, we do a report for firstly the double foreign core team group who organise the sessions for all the groups. And with this journal, we're a little bit of a pioneer, because we're the first group in the season who are really trialing using this journal with the steps. And all the other groups that follow, from group 3 to group 12, will also try and use this some way. So they're going to learn from all of you and all of us what we've done. So we'll report to that group, which is about 12 core members. And we'll also report to the RCs, which is Didi Nirmala, Jenti Ben, Vedanti Ben, Mahini Ben. Mm. So they all get to hear what happens in each group in Madhavan. So, you know, we're really contributing to a global thing. So, okay, so the winners are... and there's a lot of them, there's a lot of them. Sister Chandra of Indonesia. Bap Saman, da 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 da. And next one. Now, I might not get the names right. Kam Shuli, China. No, she doesn't know English. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Come as you are. She is what she is. We are what we are. Oh, it's a special key ring with Bap Saman on it. Very good. Next one. Jiva Ranjan, Sri Lanka. Sister Jiva, come on down. Well done. Next one. Li Yanfeng, China. Sister Li Yanfeng. She's excited. Rian Feng. Maya Ling, China. Malai. Good effort makers. Chinese group has been really good. Yeah, made a lot of effort. Next one. Zhang Rui. Sister Zhang Rui. Yes. Give her a clap. Kui Shengli, China. Ki Shengli. One brother in the Chinese group. Well done. Mira Ryu, Korea. Sister Mira. And she also translates tirelessly for the Korean group. So, as well as all her other duties, she's managed to do this. Ready? Smile. Okay. Sister Rashmi, Australia. Yay. Sister Annette, Australia. Yay, Annette. Come on down. Brother Danish of Mexico. Yay. Well done. Congratulations. So that's all the ones that I've got that ticked all the four sessions. Is there anyone missed out who attended but didn't? Shuna, Sister Shuna didn't. She didn't even register. She did. She held it very well. Yeah, everyone. I'll photobomb here. Yeah, well done, Shuna. So she made the effort to prepare the sessions. Sister Hong also. Sister Hong also helped with logistics, organising things. So now everyone else, we'd like you to everyone else to come and take Tolian blessing. So now Sister Celia, if you give Toli and Shuna can give blessing. So well done everyone for all your efforts, even if you attended 1, 2, 3 sessions. Special effort gets special reward. A little bit music, brother? Just something soft? And then we'll finish the session and go over to meditation hall. So thank you very, very much everyone for your cooperation.